Welcome to Health Matters. Today, we're reporting on prescriptions for vegetables.
Just to be sure our listeners heard this right, we're talking about medical prescriptions for vegetables, prescriptions written by physicians.
That's right. Doctors are actually giving patients prescriptions for vegetables and recommending that they buy the vegetables at local farmers markets if they can. The prescriptions even indicate how many times a day they should eat their vegetables. This is quite a jump from decades of medical practice that relied almost exclusively on prescription drugs and surgical procedures.
This growing trend on medical diet prescriptions reflects a wealth of research that links a nutritious diet to disease prevention. It reflects as well a growing body of data that links nutrition to successful treatment of disease. More and more physicians realize they need to incorporate nutrition advice into their practice. They also realize that advice on nutrition has to be well informed.
Which is why, increasingly, medical schools are training physicians in nutrition. Courses like anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry are taught in the context of practical conversations about food that doctors will be having with their patients. Nutrition and even cooking are being included in the medical school curriculum. The idea being that physicians who have a working knowledge of nutrition and its role in health and disease will provide better patient care.
People's eating habits are largely a matter of lifestyle. Doctors who learn about a healthy lifestyle are better able to pass this information on to patients. If a patient wants to know which fat is best, for example, butter, margarine, or oil, the nutrition-trained physician is able to provide a reliable information. If a patient inquires about an anti-inflammatory diet, a nutrition-trained doctor can recommend a standard anti-inflammatory diet or tailor one to a particular patient's disease.
The National Academies of Science recommend that medical students take a minimum of 25 hours of nutrition education. At this point in time, over 70% of medical schools do not meet that goal, but the standard is there. And with the rise of integrative medicine as a sound and successful approach for treating serious diseases, it can be anticipated that more and more medical schools will be producing physicians trained in nutrition. And what is an integrative medicine practitioner? Basically, it is someone with an advanced degree in nutrition, anatomy, physiology, and disease. An integrative practitioner can be, and often is, a medical doctor. There is intense debate about whether integrative practitioners who are not MDs should call themselves physicians. In any case, integrative medical practitioners are qualified to recommend diet and exercise routines.
Integrative practitioners often work closely with specialists. Cardiac or cancer specialists are increasingly referring patients to integrative practitioners. And by the way, integrative medicine is more about plant-based supplements than about vegetables from a farmer's market. In fact, integrative medical practices rely almost exclusively on supplements. Often, the supplements entail mega doses of vitamins and extracts from certain nutrients from plants. Presumably, the success rates of integrative treatments for heart disease, high blood pressure, and even cancer means it is the way of the future.
Nutrition education for medical doctors may be slow in becoming a medical school fundamental, but its validity is established. There's even a bill in Congress to advance the standard. In the meantime, awareness of the link between diet and disease and diet and health continues to grow. More and more physicians are referring patients to nutritionists and integrative specialists.
Doctors trained in nutrition are more likely to refer patients to a dietitian as readily as they would to a cardiologist or endocrinologist. The goal is an effective medical plan, one that teaches patients about using food as preventive or treatment before turning to medications or surgical interventions.
There are many conditions that are directly related to food. Diabetes, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, high blood pressure, and food allergies. And there are others, such as heart disease, that are linked to food but to any number of lifestyle factors as well. Some diseases can be prevented if treated with careful attention to diet. Others can be managed with diet.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco, our reviewer, Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.